Scientists who study the sun announced today that they are a little closer to solving some big mysteries that surround our home star. Some of these new findings may explain how the solar wind reaches speeds of more than 1 million miles per hour. NPR's David Malakoff has the story.
Get on the internet and you can actually listen to recordings of the solar wind made by a spacecraft named Galileo. The wind is actually a steady blast of atomic particles thrown off by the huge nuclear reactions that power the sun.
When you walk outside, it just looks like a big yellow ball, but in fact, it's a very dynamic and highly evolving organism.
The sun is so dynamic, says NASA physicist Jonathan Certin, that one part of the solar wind, called the fast solar wind, sometimes gusts to 2 million miles per hour. But how it reaches those speeds has been a mystery.
The question has been, how is the solar wind powered, and what mechanism may be driving high rates of speed?
Now some answers are coming from a Japanese spacecraft called Hinodei, or Sunrise. It's been sitting in Earth orbit for about a year now, with three telescopes locked on the sun. In the current issue of the journal Science, Jonathan Certin reports that he and his colleagues used one of those telescopes to spy on a potential source of the solar wind's power— giant X-ray eruptions around the sun's north pole.
One typical X-ray jet is the size of North America in width. In length, it's bigger than the Earth.
Hinodei showed that these jets are more common and more powerful than anyone believed. New jets erupt on average every 6 minutes, and they can pack a powerful punch.
It is a huge amount of energy transferred in one brief explosion. For each of these jets, the amount of energy released is years and years, if not millennia, of energy production on the Earth.
But how do the jets transfer that energy to the particles in the solar wind? The answer lies in the complex magnetic field that surrounds the sun like an invisible spider web. It appears that these giant X-ray jets help jiggle that web, creating unusual magnetic pulses called Alfvén waves. Solar physicist Bart de Pontu says the waves are named after Hannes Alfvén. He was a Swedish engineer and Nobel Prize winner who predicted their existence nearly 60 years ago.
What Alfvén waves are basically waves that shake the magnetic field of the sun. They shake the field sideways, kind of like a guitar string that has waves on it when you pluck it. These are kind of the same waves.
De Pontu works at the Lockheed Martin Solar and Astrophysics Lab in California. He says scientists couldn't easily detect these waves with older solar telescopes. Now, with Hinodei's sensors, researchers can actually watch these magnetic waves ripple across the sun's atmosphere.
To actually see the structures themselves just kind of shake sideways, it was pretty exciting.
He says the waves move just a tiny fraction of the sun's enormous power. But computer models suggest that it is more than enough to give the solar wind a very big push. David Malakoff, NPR News.